Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. The mighty things you do, I worship you, 'cause in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call out your name. My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. Praise your name, 'cause the victory is mine. I praise your name, 'cause the light in me can finally shine. Your blessings will be always mine. That's why I live, Lord. For always and forever, my purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My
beautiful, blessed morning. This is Josie Hopkins, Josie's Inspiration, and today is September the 9th. It is a kind of an overcast day, but it's a beautiful day that God has created. And if my voice sounds a little bit off, I was listening to Purpose. And at the moment, I was also thinking about one of the family members of Finding My Way Network, Joseph's Inspiration, Minister Juliet Davis. This morning, their hearts are very heavy as they are looking for a missing niece, Naya Davis. And so I looked at her picture as I was listening to the song Purpose, and I thought about the purpose that God has for the life of this young lady. And so I'm going to start this morning with a prayer. Heavenly Father, just we come to you humbly and seeking your guidance, seeking your wisdom, seeking your protection for Naya, a beautiful 16-year-old young lady who you have purposed with so much to do in this life. And so, Father, right now her family is heartbroken, looking for her, seeking for her, as she's not been seen since Friday after school. Father God, we pray for her safety. We pray for her safe return home to her family. We know that this world is in troubling times. Our black girls are missing. There is crime. There is harm being done to so many. There is a culture of mistrust, of fear, and a trust of offense that is going throughout this world, where brother is hurting brother, where sister is hurting sister, where brothers are hurting sisters, and men are preying on young girls who are vulnerable. But Lord, we know that despite all that is happening in this world, we know that you are in charge. And so I seek you right now for the protection of Naya Davis. I call on you, dear Lord, that she would be returned safely home. I pray for her family, for their concerns. And, Lord, in all things, I trust you. I trust you emphatically, unconditionally, that your love abides through all mankind, and that peace be restored in the lives of this family. Dear Lord, I pray for Kayla this morning. I pray for her mom. I pray for Finding My Way and Joseph's Inspiration Network. Let us continue to run fast in the work that you have called us to do, because we don't know the day nor the hour when this shall all cease. But while we are here, Lord, give us the strength, give us the power, give us the courage, give us the fortitude to stand for what is right and to live our lives just and righteously, as you have so called us to be. And so it is with this prayer that I open up this show today for Joseph's Inspiration on Finding My Way Network, A to Z Essential Oils for Cancer Care. And I pray that my message may touch someone who is being challenged by the diagnosis or someone who is caring for someone with the diagnosis. Dear Lord, hear my words and let them be used for good. Amen. Okay. Finding My Way is such a crucial part of my life, and Joseph's Inspiration to be a part of this incredible network and for me to have an opportunity to share my passion, which is A to Z Essential Oil for Cancer Care. It is not an accident. There are no accidents where God is concerned. You know, he calls us and he prepares us and he aligns us so that at the appropriate time, we can be of service in the way that he needs us to be. And so I know that it was no accident that I was diagnosed with cancer. It is no accident that I'm still here, healthy and whole, and still giving God the glory for my healing. But today I'm going to talk about the letter K as it pertains to A to Z essential oils for cancer care. And I'm going to talk about kidney disease and how the kidneys may be affected when a cancer drug is being used to treat patients. This is a really challenging topic because even today, my first diagnosis was in 2001, then another in 2003 and 2008, and I claim the healing. I claim the victory, and I know that my body has recovered from much of what it's gone through, but there's still challenges every day. And kidneys are such a crucial part of our bodies that I can't forsake my body's kidneys or misuse my body's kidneys by what I do, by what I intake, eat, or drink, because every part of my body contributes to my overall health. Now, one of the things that I remembered when I was being treated for cancer, the doctors would always have a protocol that they would use, and they had certain drugs and certain combinations of things that they would use, but I always wanted to know, how did those things apply to me, not just for the cancer patient, but how did that apply to me, Josephine Corrine Crawford Hopkins, Black woman at that time in my 50s, how was it for me that they were creating their cocktail of drugs to give me? But they never had an answer. They could never say, well, Josie, you know, we've looked at your health. We've looked at your weight. We've looked at your predisposition to cancer because of maybe genealogy, or maybe the fact that my mother had cancer, or maybe there's certain lifestyles that that individuals lead that lead to certain diagnosis. They couldn't tell me that. They just knew that I had a diagnosis and they had a protocol. So it became incumbent upon me to pay attention to my body, this gift that God has given me. I only will get one. You know, I can't go back and say, Lord, this one's broke. I need a new one. Lord, this one had cancer. Can you give me a new one? But what I can do is say, Lord, restore my health. Heal me, Lord. Allow me to let this diagnosis not consume me, but be a platform for me to further serve you. And so that's what Joseph's Inspiration is about. It's being of service, because he's blessed me, and I have to serve him. And so my kidneys, I pay attention to them. You know, if you are of any age over 30 or 40 or like me over 60, stop, bend down, take a look at your ankles. Do you see your ankles? Or do you see swelling? That's a sign that your kidneys are being challenged. Now, granted, some people may have bad ankles anyway, and it may have nothing to do with their kidneys. But I know for myself that I always had bony ankles. I always had little skinny legs. Now, I'm not skinny anymore. I'm rather hefty, healthy, I'll say. But I know there's work to be done, and that every day I have to pay attention, because my kidneys have jobs. They have a job to filter out the toxins. They have a job to filter out the waste from the blood. And when they can't do that because of drugs or infection, then the kidneys can be damaged and there could be blockages in the urinary tract system. And the most common cause of acute renal failure and renal failure is when the kidneys fail. The most common cause for that renal failure in cancer patients is damage to the cells in the kidney. Now, we know that cancer drugs, chemotherapy, kill cells. They kill the bad cells, but they also kill the good cells. And so the kidney has cells. The kidneys are that little fist-sized organ located in the lower back near the spine. But their function is to clean and filter the waste out of our bodies and to regulate the electrolytes and the water levels. When that can't happen, then the body becomes stressed. And what do? Well, there are lots of medical things that can be done. Certainly, we want to stay hydrated. We want to drink water. We want to make sure that we're paying attention to what we're ingesting. I try really, really hard to monitor my intake. I've done really well in avoiding sodas. I can't say that I always avoid caffeine because recently I realized I was checking on my ankles and they were looking a bit swollen. And I was like, well, I've been working out. I have a personal trainer. I've been doing a lot of things. I've been watching my diet. I've been drinking green tea, and I've been doing a lot of lemon and ginger. But what's going on with my ankles? And it just so happened that I thought about that at the moment. I was on my way to Starbucks for my morning latte, my chai tea latte. And I decided to pull up the ingredients of that chai tea latte. And lo and behold, there were 42 grams of sugar in that latte. Now, the daily intake for individuals should be about 71. And here I was consuming more than half my daily intake of sugar in one latte. Now, I had given up McDonald's. I'd given up fast food. I don't do burgers and things like that. But I was making bad choices with the latte. So I had to let the latte go, and I had to stop to see what did I need to do to get my ankles back intact, to get my kidneys working as they should. And as always, the thing that I do is I go to my essential oils. So my essential oils that I'm going to talk about today, there are a couple, and I'm going to start off by talking about the oil basil. And I like basil because it can help with digestive issues, circulation, rheumatoid arthritis, bladder infections, lung congestion, muscle spasm, travel sickness, a wide variety of infections. But the digestive issues, that's what's important to me. And I know that when my body is better able to digest the food, then my kidneys, my liver, all of my organs can do the functions that are necessary. Now, the second oil, which I love, juniper berry. Juniper berry is traditionally used for kidney and urinary tract related issues. It's good for purifying the blood and for lymphatic stimulation, which is very important to me because my diagnosis as a cancer patient was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So lymphatic stimulation is very important. The lymph does not move by itself. It needs some stimulation. So there are lots of things that I do. I do dry brushing, to try to move the lymph in my body. You know, sometimes you may hear about cancer patients who have lymphedema, and that's a buildup of the lymph fluid that's not moving. And so swelling in my body can be a sign that there is a lymphatic blockage going on. So juniper berry can help with that lymphatic stimulation. And it can help with stress, anxiety, and other conditions. Now, juniper, you know, we think about juniper maybe as a seasoning or a spice, but I've shared before that many of the oils, as I talk about them, come from different parts of the plant. They can come from the bark. They can come from the leaves. They can come from the stem because our plants give us the oils. And so nature has answers for man's health concerns. So that juniper berry is very good for urinary issue and ridding the body of toxins, strengthening the liver, purifying the body, and helping the kidneys and the bladder. So, you know, what do I do with my oils? Well, I take my oils and I put them on the bottom of my feet. I'd like to use some of the reflexology charts that I have around the house, and I know that the big toe is the equivalent of my brain. And if I put the oil at the top of my big toe and I come down the inside arch of my foot, that's considered the spinal area, which affects all the nerve endings throughout the body. So I don't have to know where to put it on my body. I will put it on my feet, and my body will know how to receive those oils just from me using it on my feet. Now, the bottoms of the feet are the largest pores in the body, and they correspond to every area of the body. So that's why I use the oils on the bottom of my feet. Now, sometimes I will use them in specific areas, and sometimes there are oils that I can use to make a tea. So juniper berry, I can make a juniper berry tea by just taking a toothpick and stirring it. Just put it across the orifice of the oils, and oops, I forgot my disclaimer. The information I'm sharing with you is that just that. It is information for informational purposes. I'm sharing with you what I do. It's not intended to treat, diagnose, or to tell you that what I'm doing is what is best for you. Always seek your doctor's advice. I go to my doctor. I talk to him. I tell him what I'm doing because I want him to understand that I am a partner with him in my health care. So be a partner with your doctor when you're learning new information, but also understand and appreciate that your doctor may not have that knowledge about what you're wanting to do. I follow a naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach with Longevity International, which is the company where I get my oils. And I follow him closely, have followed him now since my third cancer diagnosis in 2008. And I trust his information. I've seen the research that he's done. I have seen people who have benefited. I myself know that I am a benefactor of his 90 for Life system, which I used when I was going through my cancer, third cancer diagnosis, and opting to not do traditional medicine. So the information I'm sharing is based on my experience, but it's not to tell you to avoid what your doctor would recommend. And so I'm not trying to diagnose or to give you information to treat yourself. But the oils have tremendous benefits. And so the next oil is dill. Well, you know, what I love about dill, if you ever go to some restaurants, particularly for me here in Richmond, Jason's Deli, whenever I go there and I get my lunch, they will give me a pickle. Well, that dill is very good for the digestive system. And so dill has benefits for digestive, respiratory, and the renal system. And so it can also help to balance out blood sugar. It is very good to smell. And dill, just like I said, dill pickles is a nice pure form to be able to get that dill if you're not familiar with dill oil. But it also helps to relieve hiccups. It can relieve gas, cramping, upset stomach. And, you know, sometimes with the oils that are for my digestive system, I will rub them clockwise on my tummy because it feels good. And sometimes I just rub my tummy clockwise anyway because I love my body and I want my body to know that I'm working to improve its health because I'm nothing without my body and vice versa. And then there is a blend that I use that I really love. And this morning I woke up and I pulled out my kidney health oil. Now, the kidney health is a blend created by Longevity, and it consists of cypress, which is good for circulation, frankincense, which is the master father healing oil, juniper berry, which we just talked about being good for the kidneys, lavender, which is very calming and very healing, patchouli, western red cedar, geranium, and white grapefruit. Now, Kidney Help is designed to aid the body in strengthening and cleansing the urinary tract system. If you have the experience of maybe running to the bathroom often, as sometimes we may have to, or sometimes men have that problem, but sometimes women do. We want to make sure that we are doing things Like, don't drink water just before you go to bed and then in the morning wake up and complain. I couldn't sleep all night because I had to keep getting up and going to the bathroom. Pay attention to your body. Treat your kidneys with kindness. And know that you are created without accident. Know that you are God's creation for a greater purpose than just what you might be imagining right now. And so I'm hoping that the information that I've shared with you today will be of benefit to you, that you will do your own research about what your body needs, that you will pay attention to your body, listen to it. When you have a pain, don't rush to immediately take something to conceal the pain. There's a pain to alert you to a problem. Listen to the pain. Ask your body, what does it need? And try to address the cause beforehand, during, and after. So, as I said, I know when I start to see my kidneys, my ankles start to swell, I need to pay attention. I'm not going to just ignore them and try to get some bigger shoes to put my feet in. I'm going to address the problem, and I'm going to try to prevent it from reoccurring. So this is Josie's Inspiration. I hope this information has been helpful to you. And as you go about your day, once again, please lift in prayer Minister Juliet Davis, her husband, her daughter, and special prayers for her niece, Naya, for her safe return home, and for all of our girls who are out there, who are in need of safety. Whatever the circumstance, dear Lord, send them home, Father. Surround them with your love, your protective angels, Father. Let your angels guide them to safety, dear Lord. And it is in the precious name of your Son, Jesus, that I pray. And I thank you today for all that you do in my life and in the lives of this ministry, Josie's Inspiration, and Finding My Way. Amen. Be blessed and have a beautiful day.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Believe it, but it ain't easy. 'Cause that world I painted, well, Hello, and welcome once again to Rev. Lydia Speaks on the Josie's Inspiration Network. I need to tell you something. When I come to you with a message, the message I bring is because that is what was put on my heart. I was asked a while back by someone, well, who put it there? And when I told them the Holy Spirit, they responded with, well, don't you mean God? What is with this Holy Spirit? As if the Holy Spirit and God were separate. So I thought, okay, it's about time for me to address this question. First of all, let me start by saying the Holy Spirit is not a what. He is a who, a presence, the same comforting presence that filled the upper room and anointed the disciples with the gifts of tongue on Pentecost. He is not a ghost, contrary to popular belief, because that's what the Old Testament used to call it. He is a person who works with you. He's one of the three distinct qualities of the Trinity. Now, I say person because he possesses characteristics like knowledge. In 1 Corinthians 2, 10 and 11, it says, but God has revealed unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Secondly, he possesses will. 1 Corinthians 12, 11. When they were speaking on how the gifts of the Spirit are bestowed on man, it says, but all these worketh that one and the same Spirit, dividing unto every man as he will. He possesses emotions. Romans 15, 30. When Paul himself wrote to his brethren to pray with him for his strength when he was in the presence of unbelievers for the sake of Christ and the love of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit performs acts like a person. He leads, he speaks, he prays, he teaches, he cries, he searches, and we treat him as a person every time we insult, blaspheme, or rebel against him. I say he's God because he's part of the Trinity, but more than that, he has the attributes of being eternal, omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent, and he performs divine works. He was there during creation and in the impartation of life. And if that's not enough proof, then what the Old Testament says about God, the New Testament says about the Holy Spirit. If you take Exodus 16, verse 7, and Hebrews 3, 7 through 9, and compare them. In the Old Testament, the people murmured against God when they were crossing the desert, and they murmured against his prophets, and they were told, he hears you. And in the New Testament, they were also told, harden not your hearts as in old days in the wilderness. The name of the Holy Spirit is often coupled with God. In Corinthians 12, 4 through 6, Matthew 28, 19, and if you're still confused, look up Psalm 104, verse 30, and Acts 16, verses 6 through 7. Now, with all this biblical reference, let me tell you about a few other things. Sometimes you may feel within yourself a flow of thought, the kind of thought that just seems to evolve independently. And when that happens, it is just usually dismissed like it's a daydream or something. And that's the way I felt, and that's the way it felt to me when the Holy Spirit whispered the words of my book in my ear. I didn't know how I was thinking of things other than like maybe I had remembered something somewhere that I've read or something that I've crossed in my life. All I knew that as of myself, I didn't think that deeply. But the Spirit of Truth is the ever-present mind of God projecting onto our mind ideas that will build your spiritual consciousness and carries out the divine plan using our body as the source of movement on this plane. The Spirit of Truth flows or lives and follows your lives down to the most minute details. And when he does this, it brings new life into your body temple and prosperity into all of your affairs. Because the Holy Spirit was given to us as a comforter, a confidant, and a companion. Now, for me personally, I feel this presence most when I'm alone in nature. Every time I'm in search of answers about anything, there's a spot that I have that I find in the woods, and it's by a lake, and I can talk to the Holy Spirit. But it works just as well wherever you are if you find a quiet spot anywhere that you can come apart from this world. And let me tell you something I've just noticed. When you are in tune with this indwelling presence, there'll be times when people that really don't care for you are around you, and they're smiling in your face and making it seem like everything's okay. But their energy is contrary to the peace that you want around you. The Holy Spirit will make you feel like you need to leave because it pricks you until you do. Or sometimes it'll force you to lift your vibration to the height that these people will leave. Either way, it works because you get your peace back. But have you ever been in a situation where you have to be in that place you just can't leave and you start to feel annoyed or uncomfortable? Well, that's the Holy Spirit letting you know that something's not quite right, and it keeps you aware. And as long as you're aware, you can spiritually protect yourself. Sometimes when you don't know who to trust, but you need to vent to somebody, the Holy Spirit is that person. And if you listen and let go long enough to hear what he has to say, it'll make you feel like a weight has been lifted off of your shoulders. It's said in Romans 8:26 that the Holy Spirit intercedes with us, for us, with like wordless groanings, things that are too deep for words. And when your heart is broken to the point where you are inconsolable, you can ask the Holy Spirit to take your prayers and manifest peace. Learn to lean on him. So you see, the Holy Spirit is like being the executive part of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And when you are filled with this wonderful presence, you will find gifts that you never knew you had. You know things you never studied. You understand things you were never exposed to. Your consciousness is enlivened and your energies are high. You are in the flow, just one with the Creator. You're in that space where nothing, not even yourself, can stop you. And yes, he protects you even from yourself, because sometimes you are the weapon that's formed against yourself to prosper. The Holy Spirit is the love of God taking care of his human family, and it's here in this world today, ready to pour his wisdom and power on all who seek to receive. His mission is one of God's guidance. To be filled with the Holy Spirit is to realize his activity in your individual consciousness. Now, that means how you express your encounter with the Holy Spirit is very unique to you. The Holy Spirit is the true authority on Jesus, and it's the only source Jesus ever recognized because he sent the Holy Spirit. It's literally the breath of God, the life essence of being. In John 20:22, after his resurrection, Jesus appeared to his disciples and he brought them the greeting of peace. And then he said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." But before he sent them out into the world, he breathed on them and gave them the Holy Spirit and told them that this is the way that they were going to be able to have power to forgive sin or to retain sin. Now, Jesus himself was born of the Spirit and lived a sinless life using the power of the Spirit. The Spirit taught Jesus and led him all through his earthly life, and it was the source of wisdom for the Christ. After his death and resurrection, the Spirit worked through the apostles. They spoke his wisdom, not their own. That is why when we open the pages of the Scriptures, we're actually hearing the voice of the Spirit. And I am convinced that if we ask in our just consistent in our asking and then listening just as consistently, we will be able to be filled, to hear, to walk, to live, to breathe in this Spirit of truth. As believers, we're charged with bringing the kingdom of heaven where we are. We're the connection of heaven with the earth when we are Spirit-filled. We're the embodiment of the Christ consciousness. That's our mission. The Holy Spirit is referred to as a seal or deposit in the hearts of Christians because he is God's seal on his people, his claim on us to show we are his very own. See, the gift of the Holy Spirit is similar to a down payment on our heavenly inheritance as believers, an inheritance that Christ promised to us and sealed for us at the cross. And no one can break the seal of God. He was given to us as a gift, just like grace and mercy are gifts. Through the gift of the Spirit, our hearts are renewed, and we are sanctified. And we are aligned with the feelings and hopes and desires that remind us that we're true children of God, accepted and regarded as adopted into the bosom of God, making us genuine, letting us know that our salvation is actually assured. When you have this kind of, you feel free, you move differently, you feel different, and you feel a freedom that you cannot explain. The teachings and guidings of the Holy Spirit gives us new life, a life of confidence and joy-filled existence, knowing that not only your life that you're living now is so much better, but because you manifest what you feel in the now, that's important, but also that the knowledge that we close our eyes to this world, we'll open our eyes to behold all the glories of heaven. The Spirit is so practical that when you fully acknowledge him, you feel immediate relief. There's no waiting, and the will of God is always toward life, life, and more life. This is why we're blessed with this gift. When Jesus breathed on his disciples, he gave them an ever-expanding indwelling presence, saying in essence, I am the abundance within you. I am your peace, your creativeness, your sustainer. And through your acceptance of the Holy Spirit, you allow the Spirit of the living God to dwell and reign supreme. And this is the meaning of the kingdom of heaven is within. So with this train of thought, doesn't it follow that true heaven is a place of harmony, love, joy, and unending peace? Jesus said that he and the Father were one. So since he chose to leave us with his peace, his Spirit, that means you and I are one with the Father. Now that should make you shout all day long. I know that we are fountains of the God life, and we should share freely because the well of the gifts and blessings that come along with acceptance of the Holy Spirit, that well is so deep and so unending that it can never run dry. The more you use, the more that is given to you. And it's given to you to embolden you to be able to go out and bless the world around you. Now, although God did not give us a spirit of fear, because of the state of the world today, there is a little hesitation on the part of some Christians. And I can understand that because you can clearly see who would benefit from it, but you are kind of afraid to talk to some people about things of the spiritual world because you'll wind up losing your job, your friends and family, or in some cases, your very own safety might be at stake. But when that happens, just ask the Holy Spirit what to do and when and how to do it. Don't just assume that because you have unending joy that someone else is ready to feel the same way. Allow God to prepare the way for you, to prepare the heart of the other person so that he will be willing and ready to receive what you have to say. Much in the same way that John was used to prepare the way for Christ. Just continue in your confident joy and peace, and people will notice the difference in you. I've had this happen a few times where people have said that I must have it all together or something because they've seen me with a smile on my face and they know I wasn't just smiling because I thought someone was looking at me. I didn't know anybody was around. Now I'll tell you why. That's because in my case, the memory of some blessing or some anticipation of a blessing that is to come just crossed my mind because I have no doubt that I'm blessed and that my life will always be blessed. Some will even say that no one can be happy for no reason. I say to them that there is always a reason. Because when you know for sure that you are loved and protected and valued and chosen, that's enough to make you feel that in the marrow of your bones you can feel it. And all this joy is real and abundant. So I ask you today, what do you have to lose? Ask the Holy Spirit to come into your life. I'm telling you, it'll be the best thing that you've ever done in your entire life. And at the end of our time together, it is my habit to say to you, relax, release, and relate. So I say this to you once again, but this time as one with permission of the Christ and at the insistence of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath right now, very deep breath, and release. Take another one and release. And just relax into the Comforter's arms. Release all of your struggles of the day, all of your struggles of your lifetime, and do everything that you can to release having to do everything on your own, so that once again you will be able to relate to the spiritual things that are being downloaded into your awareness by the Holy Spirit. We have long known that God speaks, and God speaks always and continually, but we can't always hear or understand when our minds are doing that, what I call the chaotic two-step. The chaotic two-step, that's when you give it to God and he's not moving fast enough for you, and you take it back and your problems get a little worse. So once again, you give it to God. And once again, God says, you're not ready for the blessing I'm about to give you. So once again, you wait. So that pull and that tug and that give and that take, that's totally unnecessary. That's what I call a chaotic two-step. God doesn't speak or work in chaos. He's always there, as is the Holy Spirit, ready for you to just say, I release to you, and I release my mind to the divine mind of God. Always work to live from this holy presence. It doesn't take much, but then again, it takes everything. All you have to do is ask. Our Heavenly Father is such a gentleman that he does not push himself or his blessings on anybody. But you see, I know that anything that I want, he has so much better for me. And it's hard sometimes, but I'm willing to wait on God, because I also know as many times as you do that chaotic two-step dance, that's how many times you have set yourself back in obtaining your blessing. I say again, always work to live from this holy presence. I'm so glad to be able to talk to you today. And I give thanks for this time. Our time together is blessed, and we are blessed to be in it. And whatever space you're in, because you are surrounded by the Holy Spirit itself, your place is blessed. You may not see the reality of the blessing right now, but it is there. And when the Holy Spirit enters your heart, it changes your vision, and you will begin to see all of the blessings. And this is Reverend Lydia saying thank you for tuning in. Please join me next time. And until next time, absorb your blessing and live blessed.
Easy, 'cause that world I painted, where things just don't work out.
produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.